Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I received an email Friday evening. I saw it on my corporate email, and it was from Catherine Galliford. And Catherine, many of you will remember, was the voice of the RCMP in the Robert Pickford case, and she would be on your television sets, on your radio, detailing what the RCMP was able to tell you about cases that were ongoing. And then we found out from Catherine that she had been victimized and sexually abused by fellow officers and the male culture at the RCMP. And there were a lot of people who initially pushed back and didn't want to believe it, although it had been talked about. As a matter of fact, there was a news story we had from the early 1980s from Canada's parliament and parliamentarians arguing and with each other about sexual harassment and worse within the RCMP. So I received this the email from Catherine, and once in a while I hear from Catherine and Janet Merlo, and Janet and Catherine and Krista Carley, very involved in bringing forward the story of women in the RCMP who have been sexually harassed and sexually assaulted. And over a period of, I guess, about 6 years, maybe a little longer, I've gotten to know them quite well, just by way of email and phone calls, as well as other women in the RCMP who had suffered very nasty experiences, and got to like them and respect them and believe them. I believed them right away. But as their stories, they developed some trust in me and told me their stories. It really was horrible. And so Friday I received the email that Krista Carley, 53 years of age, had died in her home in British Columbia. She had taken her own life. And so I have to think that the pressure that she was carrying with her and the difficulty of her experiences had a lot to do with the decision she made about her life. I know it's horribly difficult for Catherine and Janet and others in the RCMP, other women and men who knew her, cared about her, still care about her. And I just want to say that so many Canadians' thoughts are with Krista Carley. We got to know her face. We got to know her voice. We got to know her strength. And when the current and the new commissioner of the RCMP says the RCMP isn't broken, this is Brenda Luckey. Commissioner, have another look, please. And have a listen to your predecessor, Bob Paulsen, who pointed out to the Globe and Mail that is very much broken. Anyway, our deepest sympathies, heartfelt sympathies to the family and friends of Krista Carley on her passing. She was just 53. We'll come right back.